The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been right around 17,000. What should we make of that? Is it significant or symbolic?
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, everyone, to this podcast, Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been right around 17,000 for the last few days as stocks bound higher. And should we cheer this news? Is there any significance to it? Let's bring in Lauren Danielson. He's a senior vice president at RBC Wealth Management, and he joins us to talk about what to watch on Wall Street these days. So, Lauren, how important is Dow 17K?
Well, I don't think that the number itself is of great significance. I do think that it is it's important to see that the market has rebounded from lows that we hit earlier, and it has put some a streak together here with some up days. So it's rebounded quite a bit. So I think the fact that the market has rebounded is significant, and that's more significant than the number itself.
So we shouldn't be thinking happy days are here again, or what should we be thinking with stocks these days?
Well, I do think that there was the real inflation, I mean, not inflation, the real recession fear. And as we've gotten more economic data coming out, I think that the fear of an imminent recession in the U.S. is fading. And I think that explains why the market has been strong here in the last week. And I think economic data continues to come out and support that the economy is moving forward, not robust, but is moving forward, I think that stocks can continue to do well.
Last week, we did get that pretty robust jobs report, 242,000 jobs added to the economy. But the economic calendar this week is kind of thin. So do you write off the economy and wait for the Fed meeting next week?
I do think that we need to get some more data to come out, and so I think that certainly all ears will be on the Fed meeting next week, and so I don't expect as much volatility this week because we don't have much information coming out, and therefore we won't have conflicting information coming out.
The earnings parade pretty much winding down now. Have you been satisfied with earnings, or are you concerned?
No, I think that the earnings picture has been pretty good, and I think that that will continue, and obviously that is the hope that will continue, and I think that as I said before, the fears that earnings are falling off and that we may be heading into a recession, I think that those fears are abating.
Oil also a significant factor in influencing which way stocks go. What's your sense of where oil is right now and where it could be headed?
Well, once again, oil has it's rebounded quite a bit, maybe a little too much too fast. Hopefully, we have seen a bottom in oil, but the rebound has been pretty dramatic here. And that has a lot of implications, positive implications for the financial sector, the banking sector, if oil prices can at least be steady here and not drop back down. I don't think they have to rally that much from here. I do think that we've seen the bottom in oil prices. That doesn't mean that they have to be a spike back up. As I say, we have seen a pretty significant rebound here, so I'm hoping they can hold these levels.
He's Lauren Danielson, a senior vice president at RBC Wealth Management, joining us to look at what's going on with Wall Street and some of the factors you, as investors, should be paying attention to these days. Lauren, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And if you like this podcast, check out some of our others. If you're a fan of food and drink, check out Off Duty. And if you're a fan of Jason Gay's column, check out his podcast, All About Sports, Culture, Life, Free for All with Jason Gay. I'm John Wardock. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.